T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today marks a historical time for the town of Amherst. This is the first time a permissive referendum has been served on the town board. The Amherst concerned citizens want to thank not only the volunteers, but the Amherst residents who signed this petition without fear of any repercussions. For the past 27 days, a grassroots community group called the Amherst Concerned Citizens gathered signatures during the rain, hail, gusty winds, and thunderstorms. Roadblocks were put in our way as we were asked to leave business establishments and not permitted to request signatures. This did not deter us from our goal. As evidenced by the signatures, the town has become united. Amherst residents are tired of the wasteful spending and unnecessary, irresponsible projects that have been foisted upon us. This permissive referendum sends a clear message to the 5 board members that we are relevant and are not a small minority within the community as the town board has portrayed us. This isn't Supervisor Culpa's town. This is our town. This 30-year unfair contract with Musical Fair affects not only current taxpayers, but our children and grandchildren who will be forced to carry this burden for years to come. Our tax dollars are not to be used by the town board as their personal piggy bank. The Musical Fair contract isn't a fair and equitable venture for Amherst residents. We are submitting 4,574 signatures, and now the Amherst voters will have a say as to whether or not we want to borrow $11 from Musical Fair and not the 5 board members. We are taking back our town, and be assured, this is only the first of other initiatives the Amherst Concerned Citizens will be pursuing. We encourage all residents of Amherst to attend the next town board meeting on April 29th, 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Let the board know that they are here to serve us, listen to us, represent us, and look out for our best interests, not theirs. Thank you for being here with us today and sharing this monumental occasion for the Amherst residents. Thank you.
What happens next?
The town has 5 days to initiate court proceedings objecting to the petition. If an objection is filed, the court has 20 days to rule on the objection. The proposition for the approval of the resolution shall be submitted at a special town election to be held not less than 90 nor more than 105 days after the filing. If the town board voluntarily rescinds the resolution, no referendum will be needed.
Can you repeat the number of signatures again?
4,574, and we only needed 2,526.
And let's be clear. There are so many within the government, outside of the government, that have constantly said that the people of Amherst are irrelevant, that their voice has no sound coming from it. Like, we make no sense. This is a perfect example of what it means to belong to a community that years ago was this type of community. It is being destroyed in a sense that our voices have been silenced. We the people need to come out, get together, continue to show them, regardless of whatever the issue is, we're not about a party. We're about people, the community, and their voice, our voice together is why you're here, because we are relevant and they need to know that. And we will set the example for other towns, cities, and villages that yes, you can do that.
It's also important that we thank all the people that came out and signed this petition and all the workers that were involved in collecting these petitions, because believe me, it was definitely a Buffalo spring with raining and snowing, and it wasn't that easy to collect all these signatures. It was easy for people to sign, it seemed like, but the weather was not easy anyways. So
what, stopping this, what would you expect to go in there, I guess, in that space? What would you like to see? What would you want to happen there in that area?
Well, first of all, you would want to give the people their voice back, okay? Every time these things have been passed, these large amounts of money, budget hearings, nobody has been able to speak. That is not what our government is about. No voice. They held the budget hearings after elections, okay? They had private, they had their work sessions. They told us we couldn't speak. Special meetings they held after the election, and you're supposed to have a public speaking time. They did not let the people speak. They got up and walked out. Done deal. The people have had it. And we are not out there creating trouble. You know what's happening? We're bringing people together. Just as Dennis said, the people want their voice back. And we're not gonna stop, and we're not going to be confrontational and troublemakers. We are connecting people to people.
I think what we need is, I don't think we need another Disneyland, you know, in Amherst. Yeah. I think what we should probably do is you know, something that makes sense financially. Perhaps return it to a golf course and make it a park and expand on that idea and make it just a really beautiful space. We're basically stuck with the property now. The people really didn't have a voice in buying it. But now we have it, and we should use it. And perhaps we should look at other properties that we have that the town of Amherst owns, and perhaps we should look at some of those to sell, but not at a loss. You know, it's redundant to have, you know, several golf courses. Maybe we should just concentrate on the Westwood Country Club becoming a jewel within the town, and fix it up, you know.
And I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We're not against musical fair. No, we're not. All we're saying is let us decide if we want to give them the bond, the voters, not five board members.
And the other part that will come out of this is how this town changed the zoning code to a thing called PUD zoning. The people do not know what PUD zoning means. That means we don't go to a planning board. We don't go to a zoning board. That means that our town elected officials decide how we build in this town, and the people have no say. That is what sparked this, because if you went and spoke to the people that live over there, they're not anti-musical fair. They want what he promised in 2018, that musical fair would be on Sheridan Drive. The parking lot would be on Sheridan Drive. Okay, and he never told anybody that they were paying for it either. That is what this is about. It's real. Dennis said it. Andrea said it. And these 4,600 petitions say it the clearest. And they were laughing at us. Guess what? They're the ones who go look in the mirror and figure out why they're on the town board. We need new leadership. We need people that care about people, not about party, money, and politics.
If this goes to referendum and it's approved by voters, will you accept that outcome?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's all we ask.
Why not?
That's what, when you go there, I mean, everybody rips everybody apart for getting upset and oh my God, they're outrageous. They're emotional. You're not listening. You're destroying what they have worked, most people, 40 to 50 years for. You know, they don't want senior population. I'm a senior, I'm 66. They want college town, but we have a voice, and that's why we're here.
how much discussion has there been with Musical Fair on this? You know, maybe they would pursue other options.
Well, it's interesting you would bring that up.
Yes.
Why would Randy Kramer be sitting in the back of one of our town board meetings and never come up and speak to the 250 people that were in that building? So we have no idea. But if you look at it, this is a political whole bunch of people that want what they want for their own egos. This is not about Musical Fair talent. It's not. Mary Kate O'Connell, O'Connell and Company on Bailey Road, who has the little place, she's not allowed to use it. Hello? Why do they get to decide who uses what the taxpayers are paying for and have no say? Of course the people will support. That's what it means to be a person who believes in their town. If you elect the right people, they represent you, they hear your voice. 9 out of 10s, they don't have to come and vote no because they support it. They're yes. But they don't give us permission to say yes.
Can you identify yourselves?
I'm Andrea Morganti.
Wait, spell your name out.
Spell that.
A-N-D-R-E-A Morganti. M as in Mary. O-R-G-A-N-T-E.
I'm Dennis Hoban. H-O-B-A-N.
I'm Shelly Schratz. S-C-H-R-A-T-Z for Schratz.
And this is Bill Blake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.